Let's go straight to our next story now. And this is a good one. Scientists believe that they've discovered where the asteroid is that wiped out the dinosaurs. And we're going to be speaking to an expert from Harvard University who've been looking at this. Apparently, it's all connected to the gravity of Jupiter, the largest planet in our our solar system. Amir Siraj joins us, undergraduate in astrophysics at Harvard University and first author of the study. Good evening to you, Amir.
Thanks for having me.
So this is fascinating. We may be a step closer to understanding where the asteroid or comet that wiped out the dinosaurs came from. Tell me what you've been looking at.
Right. So the origin of the Chicxulub impactor, which killed the dinosaur 66 million years ago, is an unsolved puzzle, and it has mystified astronomers for decades. So in the early 1980s, Luis Alvarez, the Nobel laureate in physics, and his son, the geologist Walter Alvarez, made the breakthrough discovery that the Chicxulub impactor and the global extinction that we know occurred around the same time were connected. And this sparked intense scientific interest in understanding the origin of the impactor. But the more that theorists looked at the puzzle, the stranger it became, because generic populations of asteroids and comets that we know so well, the obvious suspects in the case, failed to explain the observed magnitude and recency of this catastrophic event. There was also a more recent theory about a breakup of a main belt asteroid, but it ended up being inconsistent with both the timing and composition of the impact. So to this day, the origin of the Chicxulub impactor has remained an open question, and my model tries to answer this question by identifying a special population of comets that gets kicked by Jupiter and becomes very close to the sun. And these can produce the necessary size and rate of impactors to explain the Chicxulub impact in a way that's consistent with all of the observational data that we have at present.
Okay, so the impact came from shards flying across the solar system, so that when it crashed down into Earth, it obviously affected a huge area. Just describe to us what you understand of the path of travel in order for those to get to Earth.
So comets on very wide orbits are called long-period comets, and they originate from the Oort cloud, which is an icy shell of debris located about 10,000 to 100,000 times the distance between the sun and the Earth. And when the orbits of these comets bring them through the inner solar system, the sun heats up their volatile ices and allows them to develop these stunning cometary tails, which we see in the night sky and astronomers locate and study. And we use the data we collect about these comets near Earth, as well as detailed modeling, to infer how they behave both far out in time and far out in distance. But the key here is that since they spend most of their time far away from the sun, comets are particularly sensitive to gravitational interaction with the sun and the planets, much like how a great musician performing with an orchestra is attuned to the musical gestures coming from both the conductor and the individual sections. And so what we show is that like a pinball machine almost, the Jupiter-Sun system acting together shapes the orbits of a fraction of these comets, pushing them into orbits that bring them very close to the sun. And during these close passages to the sun, large comets are tidally disrupted, meaning that they end up producing fields of cometary shrapnel. And most of these Chicxulub-sized fragments, Armageddon-causing fragments, miss the Earth. But overall, the chance that any one of them hits the Earth in a given period of time exceeds the chance that a similarly sized asteroid or comet from a more typical source would strike the Earth. And it's furthermore consistent with the timing of the Chicxulub impact. So in other words, the breakup of enormous comets by the sun actually results in a higher rate of dinosaur killer impactors than the rate provided by impactors that were originally that size. And I think this is a beautiful example of the sort of complexity of nature and how it can surprise us.
So if more of those impactors had hit Earth, it could have been smashed to smithereens. The crater we know is 100 miles across and 12 miles deep. But if some of those impactors missed, it actually could have been a lot worse, couldn't it?
That's right. And, I've done work related to The fates of other planetary systems, because, you know, not all habitable planets like the Earth are so lucky as to, you know, not have suffered an absolutely devastating impact. Because, you know, if an impact is large enough, you know, not only will you end up with, you know, clouds of debris in the sky and, you know, tsunamis and wildfires, but large enough impacts could potentially boil off all of the oceans on Earth or on a similar habitable planet, and that would prevent life as we know it from ever existing again on that planet. So we're definitely lucky, but there's no reason to worry.
Okay, all right. Fascinating insight then into how the planet may have been destroyed, or how the dinosaurs were destroyed on planet, and where the asteroid or comet came from, how it all worked. Great to speak to you, Amir Siraj, undergraduate in astrophysics at Harvard University. Thanks for joining us.